And people who say, I'm never going to be like my mother. Oh, yeah? I would never be like that person, that ex, what they did to me. I would never do that. But you continue to focus on it. And what you focus on, if you don't release it, you will begin to resemble. And the hate in your heart will eat you up.
This is Daily Hope with Pastor Rick Warren. In a time where tolerance is valued more than truth, every believer in Christ needs more than ever to know what it takes to build a godly foundation for their life. As we continue this series called Building My Life on Values That Last, Rick will look closely at the biblical principles of trust, self-control, balance, respect, forgiveness, moral purity, fairness, honesty, and love. Now, in just a little while, we're going to tell you about how you can get a hold of a solid collection of teaching from Rick that will make a great addition to your audio library or a wonderful gift for a friend or loved one. It's called The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 2. And you can find out more about it by going to rickwarren.org while you listen to today's message. That's rickwarren.org, or you can just text the word daily to 313131 for more info. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Offering Forgiveness.
Third thing forgiveness isn't, is forgiveness is not resuming the relationship without any changes. And a lot of people worry about this too. They think, oh, well, if I forgive somebody, then I just have to accept them back just the way they are and let them continue to hurt me. No, you don't. Forgiveness is not the same as a reunion of a relationship. You see, forgiveness is what you do if you're offended. But if the relationship's going to be restored, the offender has to do three things. There has to be repentance, genuine repentance. There has to be restitution where possible. And there has to be a rebuilding of trust over a period of time. Now, you need to forgive whether they ever do that or not. But forgiveness is not the same as reconciliation. Forgiveness is not the same as reconciliation. In fact, you can forgive in secret. You can forgive without them even knowing about it. Why? Because forgiveness is what you do, not what they do. And your forgiveness is not to be based on their response, whether they ask for it or not, whether they accepted it or not, whether they acknowledge it or not. You forgive because God's forgiven you, resentment doesn't work, and you need forgiveness yourself. And to resume the relationship, the offender must do these other things. Now, some of you have been hurt so bad by a loved one that the thought of forgiving that person that you loved and betrayed you is almost unthinkable. When Tara forgave her husband, Randy, notice what she didn't do. She didn't minimize the issue. Multiple affairs is a big deal. She didn't instantly trust him again. He had to rebuild that trust. And she didn't resume the relationship with no changes made to it. What did she do? She did the four things that really count in legitimate biblical forgiveness. On the back of your outline, the four things you do in order to experience the freedom of forgiveness, you have to do these four things. Number one, recognize we're all imperfect. That's the first step. Recognize we're all imperfect. You see, when we hate somebody, we tend to lose our perspective about them. And when we're filled with resentment, and when we're filled with bitterness, and when we're filled with hurt, we tend to dehumanize the offender. We treat them like an animal. We demonize them. We forget that they're a human being too. And the fact is, we're all sinners. We're all capable of hurting others. And in fact, let me say it this way. Every one of us have intentionally wronged other people in our lives. Oh, not the same degree, not even in the same way. But you have been selfish in your life, and so have I. And you have intentionally hurt people, and so have I. So we're all in the same boat. The Bible says this in Ecclesiastes 7. There's not a single person in all the earth who is always good and never sins. And so we're all imperfect. And they are not an animal, but they are a human being. They are an offender, and they have wronged you, and that's serious. We're not minimizing it. But they're not an animal. The second thing is I relinquish my right to get even. I relinquish my right to get even. Now, this is the heart of forgiveness. This is what forgiveness is all about. The Bible says in Romans 12:19, would you read it with me? Never avenge yourselves, leave that to God, for he has said that he will repay those who deserve it. The second step in forgiveness, and what forgiveness really is when I say, I give up my right to get even with you. You deserve to be hurt back, but I'm not going to do it. You deserve to be retaliated against, but I'm not going to do it. You deserve to be punished, and I deserve to get even, but I'm going to give up that right. You say, Rick, that's unfair. And you're right, it is. But who said life is fair? God never said life was fair. Folks, this is not heaven. This is not a place of perfection. This is a place where people sin, where people make mistakes. I do, you do, and everybody else does. And life is not fair. There is not always justice in the world. There's a lot of injustice. But here's the good news. God says one day he's going to settle the score. One day God is going to balance the books. One day God is going to call in the accounts. One day God is going to even out the balance. And the Bible says, don't avenge yourselves. Don't try to get even. Leave it to God, for God has said he is going to repay those who deserve it. One day God's going to have the last word. In the meantime, you let go of your right to get the last word, because it's making you miserable. Because your resentment doesn't work. And your resentment keeps you from being forgiven. And your resentment keeps you unhealthy, it's unreasonable, it's unhelpful. And so you say, let God be God. God, I'm going to let you settle this score. In the meantime, I'm going to release my right to get even, and I'm going to ask you to fill me with your peace.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, just go to rickwarren.org and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources. Again, that's rickwarren.org, or just text the word daily to 313131. That's the word daily to 313131. The second half of today's lesson is coming up.
So many people request copies of Rick's teachings every day for their personal audio libraries, and there are hundreds of messages that are asked for over and over again. That's why Pastor Rick has asked us to put together another great collection of his most requested teachings. It's called The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 2. If you've been listening to Daily Hope for a while, some of these message titles are sure to ring a bell. They include Escaping the People Pleaser Trap, How to Keep from Stressing Out, How to Recognize God's Voice, Learning My True Identity in Christ, Set Free from Me, and Why God Made You. This very special 6-message collection is available in a boxed CD set or as high-quality downloadable MP3s. They're yours today when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift. Get your copy of The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 2, right now by going to rickwarren.org. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's rickwarren.org or 800-600-5004. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world. Thanks in advance for your support.
Once again, here's Rick.
One day God's going to have the last word. In the meantime, you let go of your right to get the last word, because it's making you miserable. Because your resentment doesn't work. And your resentment keeps you from being forgiven. And your resentment keeps you unhealthy, it's unreasonable, it's unhelpful. And so you say, let God be God. God, I'm going to let you settle this score. In the meantime, I'm going to release my right to get even, and I'm going to ask you to fill me with your peace. Now, how often do I have to do that? How often do I have to release my right to get even with the person who's hurt me? I'll tell you, as often as the hurt memory comes back. And every time you start to get resentful again, you have to do it again. You have to really, listen, forgiveness is not some one-time shot where you say, you're forgiven, and you never think about it again. If you've ever been deeply hurt, you know that doesn't work. Because you could forgive a person and really mean it, and 5 minutes later or 5 seconds later, feel the pain again and going, I don't know if I want to forgive them or not. So you do it over and over and over. Forgiveness is not a one-shot deal. It is a repeated act of saying, I give up my right to get even. Jesus taught this. Notice what he says. Peter asked, Lord, how often should I forgive someone who sins against me? Seven times? Peter thinks he's being real generous here. No, Jesus replied, 70 times seven. In other words, an infinite number. Don't even try to count it. Every time you're hurt, every time you remember that hurt, you must forgive them again until that you know you've released it. Now, it is not always advisable. It's not even always possible for you to go to that person and go back to the person who've hurt you. It's not even always advisable. They may be unaware. They may have changed. They may have remarried. Maybe it would make matters worse. They may have moved. They may have even died. And so sometimes you may have to use what I call the empty chair technique. And that's where you sit down a chair and you imagine that person there and you say, ex-husband or ex-wife or mom or dad or friend who betrayed me, in the name of Jesus Christ, I forgive you. And I release my right to get even with you. Because I'm not going to carry the pain anymore. Because the longer I hold on to the pain, I'm still allowing you to control me. And I'm not going to allow you to control me anymore. And so I forgive you. And I'm letting it go. I'm walking away from it. And I'm not going to try to get even in my mind or anywhere else. You may need to write a letter. And then you tear up the letter. You never send it. But you release them. Why? So you can be free. So you stop letting people from your past continue to hurt you in the present. Then there's a third thing you do. Once I've recognized we're all imperfect and I've relinquished my right to get even, I respond to the evil with good. I respond to the evil with good. Now, how do you know when you've fully released someone? I'll tell you how you know. When you can understand their hurt and when you can pray for them. Do you remember when Tara said, in the early days of our getting back together, she said, I had to pray 1,000 times a day. I don't think that was an exaggeration, because if you've ever been deeply hurt, you know how often it takes to say, God, I give you that hurt again. God, I give you that hurt again. I give you that hurt again. And you keep saying it. But in her doing that, eventually something began to change and the forgiveness process began to work, because at one point it says, she said, I started to pray that my husband would become a Christian. All of a sudden she wasn't praying, God, I pray he gets run over by a truck, maimed, mutilated, and die 1,000 deaths, but I'm praying he becomes a Christian. What happened? In that process of yielding her right to get even, she began to respond. And God began to change her heart, and she began to pray for good in his life rather than evil. Notice what the Bible says in Luke 6. Do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, and pray for those who mistreat you. Now let me tell you something. There's no way you can do that verse on your own power. Humanly speaking, you can't do that 1,000 times a day. Humanly speaking, you don't have enough love and forgiveness and joy in your life from the human standpoint to continually forgive everybody who's hurt you. It takes God's power. The only way you can do that is if you get Jesus Christ in your life and he fills you with his love and his peace and his forgiveness, because honestly, human love runs out. And you don't have it in your heart to do good to those who hate you continuously and to pray for those who have mistreated you continuously. The only way you can do it is if you say, Jesus Christ, fill my heart and life with your love. Why? Because look at the next verse. Because love keeps no record of wrongs. When you're filled with love, you're not keeping a record of wrong. That means if you're keeping a record of wrong, you're not filled with love at that moment. You're filled with hate. You're filled with bitterness. You're filled with resentment. And so don't pretend that you're filled with love, because you're not, if you're keeping a record of wrong. Now, Tara responded to her husband by praying for good rather than evil. There's a fourth step, and you have to take this one too, and it's refocus. I refocus on God's plan for my life. I stop focusing on the offense. I stop focusing on the hurt. I stop focusing on the person who has offended me. And instead, I begin to refocus on God's purpose for my life, which is greater than any problem or any pain that I'm experiencing. Now, as long as you continue to focus on that person who's hurt you, they control you. In fact, let me take it a step further. Until you release that person, if you don't release your offender, you will begin to resemble your offender. It's a law of life that we become like whatever we focus on, forever good or bad. And people who say, I'm never going to be like my mother. Oh, yeah? I would never do that to my kids. Oh, yeah? I would never be like that person, that ex, what they did to me. I would never do that. But you continue to focus on it. And what you focus on, if you don't release it, you will begin to resemble. And the hate in your heart will eat you up. Now, Job, who had every reason to be offended and every reason to have resentment, gives us the three steps for refocusing your life in Job 11. Read it with me. Put your heart right, reach out to God, then face the world again, firm and courageous. Then all your troubles will fade from your memory like floods that are past and remembered no more. Now notice he says three things to do. Number one, you want to get total forgiveness first. Put your heart right. That means release and forgive the person who's hurt you. You say, I don't feel like it. Do it anyway. Because God says to do it, and because you're only making yourself miserable holding on to the hurt. Then he says, reach out to God. That means ask Christ into your life, because you don't have enough power and love and forgiveness on your own to do good to those who hurt you. So you say, Jesus Christ, I'm reaching out to you. I don't care if you're Catholic, Protestant, Jewish, Mormon, Buddhist, Baptist. You say, Jesus Christ, I'm reaching out to you, and I want a relationship with you. And fill me daily with your love, 1,000 times a day, if that's what it takes. Please do it. And then number three, it says, face the world again. You don't withdraw into a shell. You don't build up walls. You don't say, I'm never again going to let another man hurt me. I'm never going to open myself up to any relationship anymore. No way. That's dumb. Because you're cutting yourself off from love, and your heart will shrivel and die if you do that. No, you don't say, I'm a victim and I'm going to cave in and close and don't let anybody get touch me, and I'm going to be a porcupine and no more open up and no more intimacy and no more vulnerability. No, you face the world again and you resume living and you say, I'm not a victim. And with Jesus Christ's power, I'm going to start living again. And when you do those three steps, notice what it says. Then all your troubles will fade from your memory, like floods that are past and remembered no more. The memory will fade. Wouldn't you like that? Wouldn't you like that memory, that hurt, to stop hurting you? It will, if you'll do what God says. Let's bow our heads. I want you to pray this prayer. Regardless of how you've been wronged, Jesus Christ can make the rest of your life the best of your life. Say, dear God, I admit that I've been hurt by other people, and my resentment has made me act in ways that's been unreasonable and unhelpful and even unhealthy. Would you give me the power to release and forgive those who've hurt me, so I can stop letting them control me? Would you please replace my hurt with the peace of Jesus Christ? And by the way, God, I realize I've hurt others with my habits and hang-ups. Would you help me make a list of those I've harmed, and in the right way, at the right time, to humbly seek to make amends? Jesus Christ, I want to refocus my life on you, and I want to face the future courageously I reach out to you today, and I want you to put my heart right, and I want you to help me to face the world again so that that memory can fade from my mind. If you've never asked Christ into your life, say, Jesus Christ, as much as I know how, please come into my heart and life and lead me and guide me and fill me with your love. In your name I pray. Amen.
That's Pastor Rick Warren, and you're listening to Daily Hope. Rick will be back in a moment with a final thought, but first, so many people request copies of Rick's teaching every day for their personal audio libraries, and there are hundreds of messages that are asked for over and over again. That's why Pastor Rick put together an all-new collection of his most requested teachings. It's called The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 2. Now, if you've been listening to Daily Hope for a while, some of these message titles are sure to ring a bell. They include Escaping the People-Pleaser Trap, How to Keep from Stressing Out, How to Recognize God's Voice, Learning My True Identity in Christ, Set Free from Me, and Why God Made You. This very special 6-message collection is available as a box CD set or as high-quality downloadable MP3s, and they're yours today when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift. Get your copy of The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 2, right now by going to rickwarren.org or just call 800-600-5004. That's rickwarren.org or 800-600-5004. And thanks in advance for your support. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world. And now, here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
Jesus told his disciples that they should live their lives according to 5 specific purposes. He said, you've got to love God with all your heart, that's worship, and love your neighbor as yourself, that's ministry, that's called the Great Commandment. And then Jesus said, go make disciples, that's evangelism, baptize them into the family of God, that's fellowship, a sign of fellowship. And then he said, teach them to obey everything I've taught you, that's discipleship. And we call that the Great Commission. We believe it. Daily Hope, that a great commitment to the Great Commandment and the Great Commission will produce a great Christian, a great church, a great company, a great community. You know, I started Daily Hope so I could spread the good news about Jesus, not just across America, but all around the world. And we want people to know that God's Word is filled with hope and truth. And the power that we need to follow him every day is available to every single one. You know as well as I do that the Word of God changes lives. It's alive, it's active, and it breathes new life and new love into all of our lives. Now, because of your generous support, did you know that we're now broadcasting on over 125 stations in the United States? And we're broadcasting all around the world now on stations in Africa and in Korea and in Ireland and many, many other places. In fact, over 525,000 people listen to Daily Hope just on the website on a monthly basis. That's rickwarren.org. So wherever you listen to this, whether you listen on the website, whether you listen on a radio station, or whether you listen through a podcast, you're a part of the Daily Hope family. And I need your help. We could not do this without your support. Now, you know, I don't take any funds from this broadcast. We don't have any giant million-dollar donor who's giving big gifts to this. It comes from daily donations from listeners like you. We're 100% listener-funded. And so I'm going to ask you today to consider becoming a regular partner. Your prayers are opening the doors, but your gifts open the doors, too, to spreading the good news. Would you continue to pray for this broadcast, and would you continue to support us? And write to me. Let me hear from you. I absolutely love reading the stories that are sent to me. So write me, pray for me, and support this ministry. And God will bless it, and God will bless you, and we'll get to heaven, and we'll thank God for all the people who are going to be in heaven because you cared. Thanks for listening today. Join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.